you would, look with us to the 103rd number of Psalms. Psalms 103. And when you found it, please say amen. Somebody said, hold up. Amen. And we're going to focus on this entire 103rd number, but we just want to read verse 1 for your hearing. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And this morning I want to use for a real simple subject. It's time to praise him. It's time to praise him. Now I don't know about you, but how many of you this morning really came here today to give God some praise? See, I don't know what some of us come for, but I'm glad for all of you that came this morning to join us in a period of praise and worship. And this morning our text challenges us and confronts us with admonition from the Holy Spirit of God that we all have a need to praise him. And here in this 103rd number of Psalms in verse 1, David took this praise thing real personal. He says, I will bless the Lord at all time, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Now, I can't make you praise him, but I tell you, God has been so good to me, I can't keep my mouth shut. And even though you're ready to sit around, some of us are ready to sit around and have a pity party, if you would begin to count your blessings instead of counting your problems, I think you'd join me in a praise fest this morning of giving God all the honor and all the glory of telling him how great he is. See, the God that we serve is an awesome God. He's a worthy God, and he's been real good to me. See, when I think about getting up this morning and having the activities of my limbs, I knew right then I had something to praise God for. See, when I got up out of the bed and my feet hit the floor and I was able to walk, that let me know, Lord, I thank you for legs to walk. And even though my vision is not very good, I was able to get to the dresser and grab my glasses, and I was able to say, Lord, I thank you for eyes to see. And here we see David. David is dealing with his own self, his own heart. And he's suggesting to us, he's telling us that our religious performances are not really work at all if it's not hard work. I'm talking about H-E-A-R-T work. And what he's saying is, because see, out of the heart come the issues of life. And all that's within us, with all my being, ought to be engaged in giving praise to an almighty God. This morning when you look around, can you find something to praise God for? Yes, sir. See, when you think about David saying, all that's within me, he's saying, with all my energy, with all my power, with all my might, it's time to praise God. And let me say something this morning. God is not interested in your half-hearted praise. Amen. See, the word said that if you don't praise him,
He says that the rocks would cry out. And see, I don't need rocks crying out for me when he's giving me a mouth to talk, giving me eyes to see, giving me hands to feel. And see, every time I get a chance, I ought to be praising him. You know, somebody said, I don't feel real well this morning. But let me tell you, God made us, and he knows all about us. And if I fall out, if I perish, giving God all I got, I'll drop dead right here. But God will not catch me half-heartedly serving him. Amen, lights. Now, and when we think about the Psalms gives us so many words of encouragement. But the only way your heart can become encouraged is that you've got to connect yourself up to God and begin to have a praise fest every day. See, somebody wants to complain about it's too cold. Amen. Then when he sends the summer, it's too. Then when we went through a drought during the months of May, June, and July, it was too dry. And thank God that he sends his rain in the month of September, and it's rained every day this past week, and now we say, Lord, it's too wet. But David said, instead of griping, I will bless the Lord. Bless means I will praise. And every time you open up your mouth to bellyache, you ought to just slap yourself in the face and say, Lord, I'm going to praise you. Now, let me walk down through these Psalms. Can I walk down through the Psalms this morning? See, when we look in Psalms, we find that there are 150 divisions, not chapters. You will find 2,461 verses in the Psalms. You will find 43,743 words in the Psalms. You will find 2,027 verses of history in the Psalms. And you will find that sometimes we want to question God, and there are 164 questions in the Psalms, but God asked and answered them all. 413 commands are given in the Psalms. 338 acts of God take place through the Psalms. 124 vows of where David and other people promised God what they would do in the Psalms. 174 statements of praise. And see, God made us to praise him. And even amidst our praise, we discover that in the Psalm, there are 118 complaints found in the Psalms. But God gives us a remedy for every one of the complaints. And right now, somebody here ready to complain this morning. Your legs hurting, your back hurting, your head hurting. But you ought to say, God, I thank you for my old aching legs. I thank you for my cramping back. And I thank you for this throbbing headache. Because right now, if my head hurts, maybe God, I'll concentrate on you. Help me, Jesus. And in the book of Psalms, in the Psalms, we find that there are 182 testimonies, 97 promises, and 128 facts about the coming Messiah. But the question today is not how much you really know about the Psalms. The question today is, can you find a reason to praise God this morning? See, God made us to praise him. And see, what we should do as children of God, we should find ourselves looking for a reason to praise him. See, maybe you don't adore God in his majesty, but every time the thunder rolls, the thunder is just giving God some praise. Every time the lightning flashes, it's showing praise to God for allowing me to light up the world even in the midst of a dark storm. Every time the wind comes and the trees bow down their heads, they're just saying,
God, we thank you for making us and creating us. Somebody here ought to find a reason to praise him. See, praise is the lifeblood of the saints. See, just like your car won't run without gasoline, your life won't run properly without praise. And see, sometimes when your car begins to sputter, you have to go up to a higher octane. 87 won't work sometimes, so you got to go on up to 92 and 93. And what's happening is your half-hearted praise will not allow you to function like you're designed to function. So this morning, God wants you to move to a higher octane of praise. See, let me tell you what praise does. Praise brings us closer to tearing down the stronghold in your life. And somebody said, what you're talking about, preaching my stronghold? The stronghold is yourself. But praise will allow you to tear down self and build up your souls in the spirit. See, praise allows us to enter into an intimate relationship and fellowship with God. And see, when your relationships are not real intimate, they're not real meaningful. And right now, I need my relationship with God to be real meaningful. That's the reason that the 100th number of Psalms says that enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. And then we got to be thankful unto him and bless his name. We all have repeated the phrase over and over and over again. When praises go up, blessings come down. But instead of us praising, see, the word of God says blessings and cursing shouldn't come out of the same mouth. And I hear so many church folk complaining and not praising. Somebody say, you judge and put your nail on fruit watching. You shall know a tree by the fruit that it bear. And if the only thing I ever hear come out of your mouth is griping, that lets me know that you are a complainer and not a praiser. We ought to just praise him this morning. See, praise will make the atmosphere an intimate atmosphere. And see, we ought to want to become intimate with God. See, praise will change your demeanor. Praise will change the way that you look at situations. See, some of us are so used to being down and disgusted and can't be trusted that we think that down is normal. But let me tell you, God intended for me to be the head and not the tail. And for me to constantly be reminded of my position in Christ, I've got to constantly praise God every chance I get. See, we can't pray once a week on Sunday morning and bless his holy name and call yourself in an intimate relationship with God. 1 out of 7 won't cut it. He needs a 7 out of 7. He don't need no part-time lover. God is looking for somebody that want to give him some praise. See, when we praise, God gets the glory. And see, praise will also drive away those demonic forces that destroy us. And yes, every time you act a fool, it wasn't your conscience or your upbringing. It was the devil. But see, praise will interrupt the atmosphere. Why do I need to praise? See, the Bible says that the devil is the prince of the air. That's what the word says. And every now and then, you got to mess up the atmosphere. And sometimes I say, just lift your hand and give God a praise wave. But some of you sit there looking at me kind of stupid, and you're wondering why the demons are about to overtake you. It's because you refuse to praise. I'm trying to get through. See, praise will make churches become on one accord, and we will come in to the gates with thanksgiving and into the courts
with praise, and before long we'll be able to truly, I didn't say make up a lie and say it, you'll be able to truly say, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. See, praises are filled with joy. And even though the storms are rising, I know that I can find peace in the midst of the storm. And I don't know about you, but anybody been reaching out for your lifeline, and it seems like your rope is about to break? Well, let me tell you, you got to reach beyond the break. I'm trying to get through. Praise. See, praise brings you into the light of God's eternal power. Praise causes ambience, in other words, joyfulness and brightfulness to come into our lives. Because, see, when you keep your mind stayed on Him, see, the Bible says that when your minds are focused on Him, that keep your mind stayed on Him, and He will keep you in perfect peace. And what happens is, when there's no praise in your life, you don't have any hope. And see, when you don't have any hope, there ain't nothing to live for. But see, right now, praise lets me know that God is still alive. Praise lets me know that I can still talk to Him early in the morning, late in the midnight hour. Some of us don't even think about the privilege, how blessed we are to be able to pray to God. And sometimes our prayer to God should consist of not always asking God for something, not always complaining to God about something. And we're told, yes, to take all of our needs to God, and He would answer prayer. However, you will find more times that if we praise God. See, I keep telling you, prayer gets to God's ears, but praise gets to God's heart. And see, right now, we ought to express our gratitude to God. Thank Him for all the things that He's done. And whether you realize it or not, if God doesn't do anything else in your life, He's already done enough. Quit begging God. Somebody say, well, what am I supposed to do? See, when you line your life up with the Word of God, the Bible said that He shall supply. Somebody say supply. That means He will give me, take care of all my needs. But see, when you're out of line with God, you got to go to Him with a bowed down head and you got to beg Him. But if I praise Him every day of my life, I can just say, God, and before I can get the words out of my mouth, He's going to say, Rigby, shut up. I know what you need even before you ask me. That's the reason that David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. No, his seed beg bread. Psalms 103 is a pure song of praise with not one single petition in it, but there's a progression beginning with the first Psalms. And David looked at himself and he tells us the need of blessing the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that's within me, bless His holy name. Then he turns to God's people, Israel, and said, even God considers people like us. See, all of us have sinned and come short of God's glory. But the one thing about God, God is a forgiving God. God is a merciful God. But let me tell you, don't play games with Him. Hey.
See, God is not a light switch God. Because sometimes when you treat God like a light switch, you're going to go to flip the switch on and the light's not going to come on because you're spiritually disconnected. See, when you don't pay your light bill, Alabama Power will cut you off. But let me tell you what God does. I'm trying to get through. God will not cut you off. But God will allow you to be temporarily. Disconnected. And right now, when you stop praising, that means that you're temporarily. Disconnected, and you start moving and running about and doing this, that, and the other, and talking about the Lord told you. The Lord ain't told you nothing. You told you. See, what happens is when we begin to pray to God, we already know what we want God's answer to be, right? So therefore, if God don't answer real quickly and we start listening to voices and then we get our answer, see, it didn't do any good to ask God if you were going to give yourself the answer. And so therefore, we start following every voice that we hear. And see, but every spirit is not the spirit of God. And before long, when you're spiritually disconnected, you'll find yourself in some circumstances that you're really not supposed to be in. Help me, Holy Ghost. You'll find yourself in some ruts you're really not supposed to be in. See, the prodigal son was not supposed to be in the hog pen of life because his daddy was wealthy and he had everything that he needed, but he became spiritually disconnected and he listened to the voices of the world, and so therefore he quit praising. But don't get disgusted. Guess what it said? He came to himself. I got to encourage you today to praise. David looks at his own life, finds that when praise and thanksgiving is missing, he finds himself in trouble. Then he says, oh, that's within me. He's saying, everything inside of me that makes up my soul needs to praise the Lord. My hands, my mind, my heart, my body, my energy, my intellect, all of it needs to praise God. But I think some of us on time out. Whew, help me, Jesus. Watch this. And while he was praising God, he lifts up his whole being in gratitude to God. And in verse 2, David reminds himself to forget not all of his benefits. See, while he was praising God from the innermost of his being, he was not overlooking the fact that God's grace and God's mercy, and he knew that there's no way that I can name everything that God has done for me. But I can't forget him. In other words, he was not taking God's kindness for granted. And then God, David says in verse 3, the reasons for our praise. Look at verse by verse as it progresses. And David says, first of all, I've got to praise him. Somebody said, why? Because he's a pardoner. Verse 3 said that he forgives all my iniquity. See, your friends can't pardon you. The president of the United States can't pardon your sin. But I praise God because he's a pardoner. That means that I'm not perfect and neither are you. And every time I mess up, guess what? God don't convict me. He pardons me. Then I praise him because he's Jehovah Rapha. For in verse 3 said that he heals all my diseases. Who wouldn't praise a healer? Then when I wasn't fit to live, but I wasn't ready to die,
verse 4 tells me that I must praise him because he's a redeemer. For he redeemed my soul from destruction. In other words, he was sort of like green stamp, if y'all remember green stamps. See, you used to collect stamps and go trade your stamps in to get some merchandise. Well, see, I was headed to hell, but when he died out there on the cross, he swapped me from the Hell's Avenue to Heaven's Boulevard. Then when I look in verse 5, he's a benefactor. See, he says that he satisfies my mouth with good things. And then right now, how many of you are here falling short of his glory? You ought to be raising your feet and looking at me. Forget raising your hands, you ought to be raising your hands and your feet. And see, often when you go to court, sometimes the judge had a bad day. And he might give you a sentence that you really don't deserve. But I praise God because verse 6 says that he's a judge. And he executeth righteousness for those that are oppressed. Then sometime God has to straighten us out. He's a chastiser. But he don't stay angry forever. Praise him for his blessings. Praise him because, see, the word of God says that when he forgives us of our sins, that he throws them a sea of forgetfulness to bring them up no more as far as the east is from the west. And then I praise him because he has pity on me. He knows. God knows that in verse 14 says that our frames are dust. That we all come short of his glory. Then I gotta praise him because he's a covenant-keeping God. God will not lie. And if God said it, I believe it. And that settles it. See, I praise God, for he is the King of kings. And his kingdom rules over everything that's within me. That's the reason that David said, I will bless the Lord and all that's within me. Anybody here think that it's time to give God some praise right now? Has God been good to you? Somebody said, he brought me from a mighty long way. See, I gotta praise him because of his benefits. See, right now, insurance policies will lapse, but I don't put my faith in insurance, but I put my faith in assurance, blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. I gotta praise him because I am all that I am. Not because I'm good, but it's only because of Christ. See, then I gotta learn to praise him because David said we are his people. And see, it's something about being God's people. See, God's people ought to praise him 24/7. And then it says, we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. I praise God for letting me graze in green pasture. See, David said that when we enter into his gates, we ought to come in with thanksgiving. When we enter into his courts, we ought to come in with praise. Somebody said, there's something about the name of Jesus. It's a name that's above all name. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. Have I got any praises in here? See, I gotta praise God
Because he said his truth endureth to all generations. See, I praise God for being grandmama's God. I praise God for being mama's God. I praise God for being my God. And I can praise God for being my children and my children's God, because his truth endureth to all generations. Then I gotta turn around and then I thank God. I praise God for sending his son Jesus down through 42 generations, hopped off a train in a place called Bethlehem. He was so magnificent that they tell me the shepherds left their flock to go to a praise party. They tell me that a star stood out there in the east. And somebody said, why did that star stand there? That star was just simply saying, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine everywhere I go. They tell me that they came and said, oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Then I can see him. I praise him for being a healer. I can see a woman with an issue of blood for 12 long years, 144 months. She couldn't stop bleeding, but said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. She touched his garment and the blood stopped. Somebody say, the bleeding stopped. Somebody here can say, the bleeding has stopped. That bleeding hard, where somebody stabbed you in your back, the bleeding stopped. That broken heart, I can see Jesus performing a heart transplant. Took out my stony heart, gave me a heart of love. That's why I praise him. And then I gotta praise him when I get up every morning. When I see the sun shining, I just say, Lord, I praise you for the sunshine. When I see the rain, I just call it, Lord, I praise you for the liquid sunshine. Because, see, he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. God's so worthy. Somebody said, well, why do you keep on praising him? I can see him going up a hill called Calvary. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. Hung there from the 6th to the 9th hour. And somebody said, God, I bet you don't have anything to praise him for. They tell me that he died out on that hill, took him down and buried him in an old dusty grave. All night the first night, somebody couldn't get no praise. All night the second night, couldn't nobody get their praise on. But early on the third day morning, he got up with all power in his hand. That's why I praise him. Somebody say, he picked up death, body slammed death, and said, death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory? I'm finna knock you out for the count. One for the Father, two for the Son, and three for the Holy Ghost. All power. He said, I got all power. Hey, all power in his hand. That's why I praise him. 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 Anybody here got something to praise him for? Anybody here got a reason to praise him? Somebody ought to celebrate Jesus. Somebody ought to celebrate Jesus. Yeah. Somebody say, I wasn't fit to live, but I wasn't ready to die. Yeah. They tell me, see, here I can see myself headed to hell. Then all of a sudden, Jesus reached way down, picked me up out of the muck and miry clay. He saved my soul. That's why I praise him. That's why I praise him. That's why I praise him. Anybody here got a reason to praise him? Anybody here got a reason to praise him? I can't help but praise him. I can't help but praise him. See, every time I get a chance, I gotta praise him. Woo! Anybody here? I can feel him right now. I can feel him right now. Anybody here ready to say, all that's in me, all that's in me, I'm ready to praise him? Have I got any praises in the house? Have I got any praises in the house? Have I got any praises in the house? God is looking. Yeah. He's looking. He's looking. God is looking for some praises. It's time to praise. It's past time to praise. See what happens? Your money runs out and you push the panic button. Whew. They start foreclosure proceedings on another old house. And we push the panic button. And you say, I don't know what I'm going to do because I ain't got no money. But let me tell you something. The place that makes money, that holds the silver, Fort Knox, and guess what? They ain't got nothing. Watch this. When you begin to praise, praise begins the process of manufacturing. Y'all didn't hear. You didn't understand what I just said. Praise begins the process of manufacturing. And see, what happens is, when God made us, he gave us an infinite amount of praise down in our spirits. And see, even though your money runs out, even though there might become a gas shortage, praise begins the process of manufacturing. Stay right there. And when I begin to praise, I didn't understand it for a while, but then I began to see clearly. And the Bible said, and every mountain shall be cast down. And what he was saying was, is that as I begin to praise, praise will produce, praise will produce everything that I need in life. Let me tell you why. See, when I look at the birds flying around, they don't plant no seeds, but they eat every day. Someone said, well, why do they eat? Why do they eat? Why do they eat? See, every time you're listening outside your window and you hear the birds begin to sing, the birds are just saying, thank you, Lord, for another day. And so what happens is, God will allow seeds to fall from the trees and feed the birds. Somebody still ain't with me. You're still looking at me kind of crazy. And then I begin to praise. And I get a praise down in my spirit. And what happens is, I begin to thank God for all that he's done. And then when I look around, knowing that my pockets had been empty, God will send somebody along to fill that void. That's only because praise is in the process of manufacturing. Somebody here went to a doctor. And the doctor told you, there's nothing else I can do. Stop coming here. But I can hear somebody dropping down on their knees and begin to say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. And when you go back to the doctor, that spot they thought they saw, that spot they thought they saw, praise had performed surgery, and God allowed it to say, I'm the chief physician. I made you. I know all about you. Help me, somebody. Watch this. Watch this. Somebody say they came. And they picked up that old car that I had. Guess what you should have been saying, Tony? They should have been saying, Lord, I thank you. Somebody looking at me kind of crazy. Why would I be saying, Lord, I thank you? Watch this, tone it down. Watch this. Why am I saying, Lord, I thank you? Because I didn't have any money. So if they take the car, I don't have no car bill. Woo! Somebody ought to praise it. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to praise him. Will there be one today that wants to come and say, Lord, I want to give you my life. I'm ready to start praising. So you still ain't, some of us still don't understand how this praise thing is manufacturing. Some of us going crazy about next week. Don't boast about tomorrow, it's not promised to you. But I tell you what you can do today, you can praise him. Anybody here ready to praise? Anybody here ready to praise? Now, we finna give God a great big hallelujah shout up in here. Anybody ready? Get me ready over here. Build me up over here. Build me up over here. We're going to do it on three. One, you ain't loud enough now. Come on. Two, you ain't loud enough. I want some loud praise up in here. Anybody ready? Anybody ready? Anybody ready for hallelujah? Three, give me a hallelujah. Hey, yeah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Somebody in here ought to have your mind made up that it's time to praise. Amen. We just thank God for your presence. Thank God for the presence of the Holy Spirit. I still feel it moving in here, right? Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to prepare to share with God in our gifts. We thank God for your presence this morning and thank God for a mindset to want to praise. Amen.